Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and pray.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You joined the Wednesday. Glory to God. The International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And if you want to know whether we're standing on the word, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6, hallelujah, and Romans, hallelujah, 12, verses 1 and 2, glory to God, we stand on the word today, hallelujah, flat-footed on the word today, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, ladies and gentlemen, young men and young women, boys and girls, for joining us. We thank you, hallelujah. We just appreciate you, how you talk to people. You've told at least one person a day, hallelujah, that you love them and God loves them too. Oh, this means so much to people's lives. It can even save lives. So we thank you for subscribing to that one thing we asked for. We didn't ask you for a whole lot of money. We didn't ask you for cars and houses. All we asked you to do is to call somebody up and tell them. I don't care if they're in our city or somewhere around the globe. Tell them that God loves them and you love them too. That's going to be an impactful minute in somebody's life. It will save a life today. God bless you. We thank you again. And this is Bishop B.T. Byrd along with, hallelujah, glory to God, the awesome, the anointed, the talented, the woman of the word, a guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm here.
And she on fire for the Lord. I tell you, she's smoking. Hallelujah. But she's on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. She's a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-baptized, fire-baptized woman of the Word. So we thank God for her being with us today. Hallelujah. And we're getting ready, hallelujah, to do a bunch of things. So we want you to get prepared because we're going to be placing some people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And when we stick your name up there, glory to God, you're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Just expect to be blessed when you hear your name called. And I'm going to tell you something. If we don't even call your name, you put your name up there in the atmosphere yourself and watch out that God don't bless your socks off. Hallelujah. But before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you give us a housekeeping suggestion right now?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get your Bibles. Hallelujah. Get your textbook. That's your textbook. Get your composition notebook, your pencils, your paper, whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. And get your communion elements.
Hallelujah.
You're going to use your crackers, your bread, your toast. Get something to drink. Hallelujah. Some water, milk, whatever you're going to use. So when we go to take the Lord's body, hallelujah, into ours, you will have something. Hallelujah. And don't forget, we have live services on Sundays from now on. Hallelujah. Until God says different. And always on the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship.
Virtual, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor Peaches. And, you know, we are having those live services on Sundays at 3 p.m. at the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And again, hallelujah, all our other services are virtual. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. I think we're ready now. Hallelujah. So we're going to be placing people's names up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. So they can be blessed. Because the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. We can feel it in the atmosphere.
Presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Annette James. Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Blackwell. Hallelujah. And Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Tuda and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. Hallelujah. And Faith and Coco. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Justin, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, Joshua, Julius, hallelujah, Victor, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Michelle, hallelujah, Victor Warren, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Little Mitchell, Big Mitchell, Darlene, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Deacon Leroy Calvin and family, hallelujah, glory to God.
Come on,
bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, mother of the Lord's parents, hallelujah. Angie, parents, hallelujah. Ronald, Yvette, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Roslyn, hallelujah. Pastor of Tom Smith, First Lady Robinson Swim, hallelujah, glory to God. Archbishop Marcia Abram, Archbishop, hallelujah. Kerry, hallelujah, glory to God. Archbishop Kerry Robinson, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith, First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah, sister.
Glory. Antonio, that's
on. Elder, glory to God. Tommy on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Sister Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. And husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder QB Stevenson. Elder, hallelujah. Granola Carr. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cynthia.
Manea Carr.
Sister Audrey Byrd, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tavon Byrd, another Tavon, hallelujah. George Duke, another Tavon, Maurice, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Dominique Sessler, hallelujah. Tina Bruce, hallelujah. Earl Byrd, another Earl Byrd. Still another Earl Byrd, and another Earl.
Hallelujah.
Earl, and another Earl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's another Earl. Thank you, Jesus. Kimberly and Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle. Dominique, hallelujah. Another Dominique. Still another Dominique. Another Dominique. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pamela. Another Pamela. Another Pamela. And Pamela Byrd. Hallelujah. Timmy, Leon, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Bobby Bird, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Ricky and Tony, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Sarah Bright, hallelujah, glory to God. Sheila from Jessica, Sheila Preston, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Joan and Lil, Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Theodis Lee, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Joseph Atkins, hallelujah. Raymond Banks, Rachel, hallelujah, glory to God. Joseph Atkins, hallelujah. Talitha, Regina Dwight, Corey, another Corey, hallelujah. Antonio Dexter. Marion, Rachel, Bernie, hallelujah, glory to God. Kirsten, hallelujah. Lorena, hallelujah. Vincent Johnson, Annette Gordon, hallelujah, glory to God. Annette James, hallelujah. Paige Samuel, Shirley Riffle, Glenda Blanchard, hallelujah. Glenda DeLoach, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, bless the name of the Lord. Angelo, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Daryl Carter, Reginald Moore, Bob Walsh, hallelujah. Daryl Sutton, hallelujah, glory to God. Another Stephanie, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Norman Nevins, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, Bishop Munderson J.R., Henry Hadley, Calvin Hadley J.R., Mona Myra and Kia, hallelujah. Natasha McGill, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Elder James Young, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Minister Joy Cleveland, Rock Team. Hallelujah. Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, hallelujah, glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson, hallelujah. And Ruby Smith, Manzi, and Darlene, and Joshua, hallelujah, and Joseph, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for others. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. To put others, hallelujah, in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence right now. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. After our next selection, you will hear the anointed, blessed voice of none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peachesburg with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. We thank God for her and the anointing that she brings to the church, shall we?
Sometimes far away from us because we ain't hearing nothing and seeing nothing and feeling nothing. But this salvation is a knowing thing. You don't have to be shaking and quivering for God to answer you or waiting for an answer to come in to shake or a quiver or a tremble. Ooh, excuse me, hallelujah. We just have to know that what God said he will do. And God gonna have your back. Hallelujah. And he really has, and he has your back. One of the situations that a lot of times the young people get it, is when sometimes somebody is bothering you.
Hallelujah.
Or a bully has come up against you, or whatever. And sometimes they say, okay, God, where are you? Lord, I'm going to see this person, this boy again tomorrow in school, or I'm going to see this girl again tomorrow. Lord, I need to know that you are with me. I need a sign, or else I'm just going to stay home from school. I'm just be so nervous in the morning when I get up, and I have to go to the bathroom, and I just be shaking. I'm nervous. But whatever, I'm going to tell you a story. There's a story in the Bible of somebody that needed some answers from God to you. Hallelujah. This is the story of Gideon. This chapter is called Gideon's Battle. And it's from Judges 6 and 7. Okay, I'm gonna read to you this the story is gonna be paraphrased. It says God's people kept disobeying his rules. So God allowed their enemies to take all their food away. Again, the Israelites turned to God for help. Again, God answered their prayers. God chose a man named Gideon to help his people. God sent an angel to Gideon, and God will do it for you too, young people. Hallelujah. You are a mighty warrior, said the angel. You will save God's people. Gideon said, but I'm not from a family that isn't rich or important. Then Gideon prayed to God, I need a sign from you. I will put some wool on the floor. Tomorrow, if the wool is wet and the ground is dry, I will believe you. The next morning, the wool was wet and the ground was dry. Then Gideon wanted another sign. He said to God, now if the wool is dry and the ground is wet, I will be sure you have chosen me.
Hallelujah.
The next morning, God made the wool dry and the ground wet. Now Gideon was sure. He said, God, I will do whatever you say. Over 30,000 men wanted to join Gideon's army. That is too many, God said. He showed Gideon how to win with only 300 men. The plan sounded strange, but Gideon trusted God.
Hallelujah.
During the night, Gideon and his men surrounded the enemy camp. They blew trumpets and smashed clay jars. They waved burning torches. Their enemies were frightened. This must be a huge army, they thought. So they ran away. God's people won. Hallelujah. Young people, God will have your back. If God needs to send you an angel, he'll send you the angel in the form of somebody you may not even know. He'll send you some help. He said, I am a very present help in a time of trouble. God will always send someone there to help you, someone to be by your side. All the years that I was in school, God always sent somebody to fight for me. You know, I don't know, one time I had to raise my fist. God always sent somebody to speak up for me, to help me, hallelujah, to fight for me. And God is the same. He said, his word says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. God will cause your enemies to be frightened of you. Because you don't know what God will allow your enemies to see when they look at you, especially when you put your arm on in the morning. Remember I told y'all to get up a few minutes early before you have to go out the door, and so you can give some time to the Lord. During that time, when your prayer time, young people, put on your armor. Hallelujah. When your enemy looks at you, when they look your direction, you don't know how many people they're going to see. They may see angels standing behind you. They may see the glory of God all around you. They may see a light all around you. Just like on the story, I'm touched by an angel. When they say, I'm an angel and a light gets all around them, and people back it up and say, oh, my goodness, what's going on here? You don't know what God is going to allow your enemy to see. And Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. When your enemies say things to you, let me say, I don't like you. You stink. You dumb. You stupid. They say different things to belittle you. You don't have to answer them. But when you do open your mouth, let it be wisdom that's coming out. You say, God loves you. You say, I don't have anything against you. And speak in a low voice and say what God says. And don't ever be afraid to say, Satan, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I have a testimony. One of my friends said that to her brother. And he felt bound, and he came back to her later on. Can you unbind me, please? Because he felt whatever he wanted to do, he couldn't do, because she had spoken the words out of her mouth. And he said, "Can you unbind me? Can you unbind me?" And because you see, because you never know what that person has in their mind and their heart to do against you. But you have the word of God in your heart and in your mouth. Don't ever be afraid to speak the word of God out of your mouth. They fuss and they cuss and they say all kinds of nasty things and evil things all loud and call you all kinds of names, don't they? So why should the people of God be afraid to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They not bind you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Let them think you're crazy. It's all right.
Yes.
Let them think you're crazy. I guarantee you they going to leave you alone.
Hallelujah.
Speak the word of God out of your mouth. Be bold as a lion. Hallelujah. And they'll be coming back to you saying, can you pray for me, please? Can you be keeping my mother and my father in prayer? This thing's not right at home. Hallelujah. God will have his way, young people, of having you to shine. Hallelujah. He'll bless your grades. Your friends will be looking at you, oh, how you get good grades like that, girl? How you do that? That's because you put the Lord first. You honor God. And when you honor God, God will honor you. God will honor you. I know what I'm talking about. God will set you high above the rest. He said, you'll be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. You'll be an example among your peers. And your teachers will be looking and shaking your head like, it is something about that person. It's something about that young person. It's something about that young man. It's something strange about that young lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you make sure you represent Jesus Christ in everything you do, everything you say. When your friends telling the dirty jokes or the nasty jokes, don't laugh at them. Separate yourself. Separate yourself. And they say, oh, what's the matter? You think you this, you think you that? You say, no, I just don't take pleasure in that. That's all.
Praise God.
You don't have to say anything, you know, crazy to them or anything. And then after a while, they will know not to say certain things around you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid, young people, to speak up for the Lord. Hallelujah. The world is hungry for what you have inside of you.
Praise God.
Young people today need what you have inside of you. And if they was to get what you have inside of you, they won't be going home ordering pipe bombs and ingredients to blow up stuff from off the internet and guns and stuff and shooting up the piers and stuff like that. Hallelujah. And God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Mark my word, God will bless you. Young people, don't be afraid to stand up for Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, if you need someone to pray with you sometimes, whatever, don't fail to call us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're here for you at 410-444-5152. We're here to stand in the gap for you, to pray for you, whatever it is that you need someone to be believing God for you. Hallelujah. We're here for you. Thank you so much. Be blessed of the Lord. Betty Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? As you were sharing, I thought about, I think it's Matthew 5 that talks about we are the light. Jesus was light of the world. Then he gave the light to us. Now, he didn't say there had to be 90 to carry the light. Children can bring light to darkness.
Amen.
Children can bring love.
Amen.
Where there's hatred.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's, I think that same scripture, that same chapter talks about the salt. I mean, it don't have to be an old salt. It can be young salt that will season the situation.
Praise God.
It will bring hope to distressed and depressed people.
Hallelujah.
So children, you got a job to do just like mama and daddy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just like your grandpa and grandmother, you got a job to do. And that's to show God's love.
Amen.
Whomever you run into, a kind word, a kind gesture, sharing your lunch with somebody, giving somebody 10 cents that needed 10 cents so they can get on the bus. They needed 10 more cents, and you had it. And showing the love of God. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I really enjoyed that. I really, really thank you so much. And I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Hallelujah. What time is it? Hallelujah.
Union time.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I think you got it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. It's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for the meal they eat.
Of you.
It's the time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, divides life.
Remember your blood.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Was shed for us, Lord Jesus.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for it. We ask that you bless us, anoint it, and sanctify in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23 through 30.
Every time we take the bread, Lord, we do.
In that text, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And when we talk about taking communion, and when you've actually heard that in your church or wherever you go, you kind of feel, Lord, am I ready to take communion? Let me examine myself. And so we do that right now. We examine ourselves. Lord. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if there are those that don't know you and the pardoning of their sins, we speak with them and to them now that this is the proper time to ask God for forgiveness, to ask God to come into your life and make you a new creature. You repeat this. Lord, I believe that you lived, died, and you rose again. And now you're seated in the right hand, at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And because I believed it in my heart and I spoke it out of my mouth, I am saved. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of everything I said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment and no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. So again, we examine ourselves, and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, bless your holy name today, oh God. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die. We will not die. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we will declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man, that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish everything that it was sent to do. In Jesus' name, glory to God. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you, and you, and you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Yeah, right now, Lord, all over the world, right now. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for the healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our families, of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, be called out of the fire of heaven in Jesus' name, on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys, calling to God, every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he does. Thank you.
Led to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to
his name.
Singing glory
to his name, precious name.
Glory to
his name,
precious name. There to my heart was the blood
applied. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor,
shaped in the image of God, full of
integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're a fivefold ministry gift. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion on today. And we remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When Jesus wore, oh, when he wore, when Jesus.
God, woman, a mighty woman of God, a warrior of the word, Bertha Marie Johnson. But they may get an extra the supply of prayer cloths come in from her. And miracles have already started to happen. And we thank God. And she was just a conduit. God is the miracle worker. Amen. Jesus is deliverer of the miracles. Hallelujah. But we are a conduit, a point of touch, a point of connection. And Mother Bertha Marie Johnson was just that, a point of contact. I also want to announce the fourth Sunday of this month. This is February. The fourth Sunday of February, Pastor Theodis Lee will be with us to give us our spiritual meal. And, of course, we will also have a physical meal on that fourth Sunday. So I just thought I'd share all of that. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And now, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to ask Pastor Peaches questions. I'm going to tell you why. Because 99% of the time, she knows the answers. I'm going to tell you, the woman knows the answers to the questions. Hallelujah. We thank God for her, too, because, you know, it's nice to know the question, but it's really good to know the answer. But before you give the answer to the question I'm getting ready to ask, in fact, you may even know the question I'm going to ask. I'm going to play one little song. I might not play all of it, but I'll play a little bit of it. Hallelujah.
I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth, to the shore of the waves, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
So glad you're in my life.
Now, you know why I played that, hallelujah. I played that because of this.
There's still room for one.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Time for the word, Bishop Bird.
Well, bless thee, God, Brother Ukasham Adonai. Bless thee, God, the Lord. Hallelujah. You're just simply amazing. You know what? You put the super on the natural. Do you understand what I'm saying? I thank God for you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I speak for both of us because this is a tag team match. Is that what we had on Sunday?
Praise God.
We receive your anointing, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, to preach and to teach your word. We thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use it for your glory today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heal the one, deliver the one, set the captives free, save, fill with the Holy Spirit of God. Touch our lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. We bind the enemy right now. Mm-hmm. Every evil thought, every evil deed, no forces shall come in to obstruct what you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, desires to say to your people on today. We praise your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And on this past Sunday, the title of this two-part message is entitled, Love Finds a Way. And I'm just going to just review a little bit, and then I want you to read the scriptures that we have, mm-hmm. and then we're going to start with the scripture I talked about earlier. But love finds a way. There's turmoil in your house, but love finds a way. There's trouble on your job, but love finds a way. There's turmoil in your community, but love finds a way. There's turmoil in your church, but love finds a way. There's turmoil in your mind and your body, but love finds a way. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God did not send his son to condemn the world, but through him that the world should be saved. Might have been paraphrased there, but you get the point. Love is God. Agape love. I love you, period. Boom. The God kind of love. Love finds a way. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, can you read some of those scriptures for us?
Yes.
You know, just where the scriptures are.
John 3, verses 16 and 17. Mark 12, chapters 30 and 31. 1 Corinthians 13:1-13, Romans 13:8, and Ephesians 5:25.
Hallelujah. The scripture that we want to start with is 1 Corinthians 13, famously known as the love chapter. And see, one of the things that we want to deal with here is that love begins where?
At home.
Oh, but you don't understand. I got this position in my church, and I got to really love everybody in my church. But love begins where?
At home.
But you don't understand. I am the president of my club. We got this club as a lot of old school friends and new school friends, all that kind of stuff. And I just need to show them a little more stuff. Love begins where?
At home.
I shared with some men, I don't know if it was on this Friday or one Friday, that when you're talking to somebody, you may be on the phone, or you may be in a church and you're talking to someone, and you hear your wife call your name, or your wife comes through the door. It's time for you to say goodbye. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. I need to take care of something real quick. You need to go to her. You need to pay attention to the best thing that ever happened to you outside of Jesus, your wife. And the same thing about the husband. Wife, you may be in conversation, but when you hear your husband calling, and my wife does this so much, she could be on the phone talking to the president, and she hear me call. She said, I can hear her. I almost said, she's down. I can hear her. Said, can you hold on? My husband's calling me. That's deep. Love begins where?
At home.
All right. Let's go to the scripture. What is the scripture, Pat?
First Corinthians 13.
Yes.
1-13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity.
Stop. Charity means love. In fact, the word for charity, I believe that it was translated charity, but because people were, you know, that was like in the, what, the 15th, 16th century, 17th century, something like that. They were kind of prudish, and because they thought love was all only sexual. So they put charity, trying to, you know, smooth over that. What is love? The charity means love.
Amen.
Go ahead and read some more.
I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Wait a minute now. Stop from the beginning again. Read that first.
I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
In other words, you can speak in tongues. You can be a prophet of the word. You just flow just through your life. Tony Robbins or T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen, and you don't have what?
Love.
It's, you're like a tingling cymbal, or what else?
Sounding brass.
Sounding brass. You know, in other words, nothing inside. It's just something, it's hollow. Ain't nothing inside. Keep on reading.
Mm-mm-mm. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
In God's eyesight. Oh, there's some preachers out here. Boy, they lay hands on folks, they get recovered. I mean, the lame walk, the blind talk, and they mean rascal. They treat the wives like dirt. They treat the children like dirt. That's why children run away from home. They don't have love. You know what? You know, all of that stuff they do. Well, I'm doing this, all this, that. I got a book, big, thick book of folk got healed in your service. And you don't have love? What's the bird? What did God say?
You have the sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Well, in the other verse, he said you were?
Nothing.
That's in God's eyesight. Now, the world may clap, pat you on the back. The world may do a jump up and down. Oh, guess who's in town? Oh, guess who's in North Carolina? They drive all the way down to North Carolina or go up to Connecticut or go to Texas or go to Washington State or go to California. Go. They don't have love.
Mm-mm-mm.
They treat the wives wrong. They treat the neighbors wrong. They haven't talked to their mother in 3 years. They're on the outs with their brother. The Bible says they are Read some more.
Charity suffereth long.
Okay. Oh, this.
Wait a minute. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
You don't gain one ounce of anything. Read that part again.
And though I bestow all my goods to be.
I'm feeding the poor. Last week I fed 10,000 people. I have sold all my properties, and I gave all the money to the poor. Come on now.
And though I give my body to be burned.
I even gave my body as a sacrifice.
Have not charity. It promised me nothing.
I don't get nothing out of that.
Wow.
See, y'all got to understand what the Word of God is saying. It says you're hollow, you're nothing, and then it profits you nothing. But he says, look here, I ain't going to leave you hanging like that. I'm going to tell you what you can do to get back on the right road. Go ahead, read some more.
Charity suffereth long.
Wait a minute. Suffers long. Oh, that sounds familiar. That sounds like Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace. Long suffering. Oh, patience. Go ahead.
And it's kind.
Excuse me. Let me start. We're patient with everybody, sometimes, but our family. We're patient because he's supposed to know better. Everybody's supposed to know better. Jesus has come. Our customer will run. Everybody's supposed to know better, but they don't. That don't mean we lose patience. But anyway, go ahead.
Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up.
In other words, we don't be hubristic or supercilious or arrogant. Look at all these folks got healed. I must be somebody. Now, you're only somebody because of Jesus. You're nobody without Jesus. Because without him, you could do nothing. The song was No Way.
That's right.
You can't do anything without him. No way, no how. But anyway, glory to God. Pastor Peaches, as you read this, if you feel a pressing to share, you can stop and share too, because this is for the tag team.
Amen. Oh, you're doing so well. Yes, sir.
Well, blessed be God, but who could some Adonai. Okay, read some more. Go ahead.
It does not behave itself unseemly.
Ooh, wait a minute, unseemly. What's an unseemly behavior?
Hmm.
You blowing off because somebody didn't call you apostle. Somebody didn't call you bishop. Somebody didn't call you pastor. Somebody didn't call you minister or elder. Did you ever see somebody called Jesus, thy son of David? It didn't say Jesus Christ. That's his title. The Christ, the Messiah. He didn't get upset. He didn't blow off at anybody. The only time in the Bible when Jesus got upset was that, when you came to the temple, and you had to exchange your money or something, you know, so you can get various things so you can offer. They were overcharging the people. They were stealing in the name of the Lord. And he remembered 1 Chronicles 16:22. He remembered, glory to God, Psalms 105:15. It said, touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Then he also remembered, good to God, Romans 12:19. See, some folks kind of knock Jesus at this. But Pastor Peaches, can you run quickly to Romans 12:19? When you get there, say amen. See, y'all folks, God loves. He said Jesus.
Amen.
All right, read that scripture.
dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Lord Jesus, I'm taking care of it. I'm who I am. I'm trying to mess with my children, and my words that touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. 2 Thessalonians 1:6 says, I am righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. My, my, my. But anyway, let's get back. Let's go back to this. You see, only Christ has the authority to reap out that kind of stuff, not you. Go ahead, read some more of that.
Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked.
Oh, stop there. Seeketh not her own. In other words, in your situations in life, your first consideration should not be what will happen to me. Okay, you got to take care of yourself. But the Good Samaritan didn't think like the deacon and the elder did when they came by and saw the man beat up laying on the side of the road. They crossed over on the other side because they said, what would happen to me if I get involved? But the people of God, those who really, really love, will say, what will happen to them if I don't get involved, if I don't help them out, if I don't bind up his wounds, if I don't take him where he can get fed or get healed or get delivered? Go ahead.
Wrong. Thinketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil.
Not easily provoked. You don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. I just talked about some folks walk around because you didn't call. I had one guy who calls himself an apostle. He said that he got the ring and the cloaks and all that for an apostle, and he yelled at me, he screamed at me, and I said, look here, I haven't been screamed at since I was a little child. They said, you need to be screamed at, because I didn't call him an apostle, and then I called him because when you open your mouth and you say you're going to do something, you do it. Because that's being faithful to your word. You made a vow and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people, he got so upset. You know, and I was really amazed at this guy. I just think I was in what they call mum pants. I was just shocked. But anyway, not easily provoked. You got to give some folk that title. If you don't give them a title, and then, God, title don't mean nothing. The word love don't mean nothing unless you put it into action.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth.
Okay, stop right there, boy. Thinketh no evil. You see Pastor Bird coming out. What's that bar near our house?
Coco's.
He said, oh, my goodness, Pastor Perk came out of that bar. Oh, my, I didn't think he was like that. Yes, they're supposed to have the best crab cakes in the city. I wanted to buy my wife a crab cake. It wasn't a special date. I just love my wife, so I thought I'd buy the best crab cake in the city. I don't know. Was it? Do you know, Pastor Peter? Do you remember?
It was a good crab cake.
It was a good crab. Okay. But you understand what I'm saying? What's that scripture say? I think of
no evil.
Oh, wait a minute now. You up in New Jersey, and you actually to a conference, and somebody else came up to a conference, and there happened to be a female, and they stay in the same hotel, and you and her come out of the hotel together, going to the same conference. So she getting in the car, say, well, we don't need to drive two cars. You can ride over with me. Somebody said, Did you see them came out of a hotel, a no-name hotel in New Jersey? Oh, my. But what did I say? Think of no evil?
Think of no evil. Amen.
By the way, there's another scripture that says, don't put your place, put yourself in a place where people may think evil of you. The brother should have took his wife with him to that conference. There's three of them come out of that. But somebody might think something like that too. But anyway, the bottom line, Jesus help us, Holy Ghost. Anyway, glory to God. All right, read some more.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity,
but rejoiceth in the truth.
Okay.
All things.
Okay. Wait a minute. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. In other words, I'm going to tell you. Some of you men are guilty of this. And you ask God to forgive you. You got two sons and two daughters. Your son go out. You got five dates. He's running around. You know, with a lot of girls. And you go and you pat him and say, go, boy. The sibling, that boy's sibling, sister, goes out and goes on three dates with three different boys. Girl, are you a loose woman? You done had three different boys come to this house to pick you up. You rejoice in some kind of iniquity. This may not be a good example, but I'm just showing you something here. Patting a boy in the back, slapping a girl in the face. They're both doing the same thing. Something wrong with that picture. But anyway, go ahead.
Beareth all things, believeth all things.
Okay. So hallelujah. Beareth all things. No, beareth some things.
All things.
Some things you do just kick me off. I can't handle that. I said, bear some things, right? Wait a minute now. But you don't understand. Bear for all things. Glory to God. Because you got you and God are standing there. Y'all dealing with it. Okay, next one.
Believeth all things. Hopeth all things.
What does that mean? Believe all things. Believe all things of God. Bear all things that the world tries to throw at you, but believe all things that God says you can stand on. Have you seen that before? Bear all things that the world will throw at you, because God said he'd give you a way to escape. But believe all things. Now, he's going to tell you you're going to believe lies and stuff like that. Something about believe all things that God said in his word. Can you see that? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, go ahead some more.
Hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Okay. Hopeth all things of God. Hoping for the best. You're standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
See, hope. Is the cousin of faith. So you hope, then, hallelujah, you step up from hope to faith. Then you step up from faith to crazy faith. Come on now. Y'all know, y'all been listening to the messages. You step up from hope to faith and from faith to crazy faith. That crazy faith, if people think you're crazy if you believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's the other one?
Endureth all things.
Endureth all things. Endure what the world want to teach. See, it's like a tag team. The world try to do this to you, hallelujah, you stand on the word. The world trying to do something else to you, you can endure it. You can handle it. Because you and God are what?
One.
You and God are the majority. I'm going to tell you, you and God are the winners. You and God are one. they mess with you, they're messing with Almighty God. Watch out now.
Amen.
You can do all things because guess what? You got your elder brother there. You got the angels that are camped around them that fear the Lord. My goodness, that's a whole bunch. You walk in the room, you could command the room.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You got the angel of the Lord with you. You got the Holy Ghost with you. You got Jesus inside of you, the Holy Ghost inside. Man, I love that. Look, sister said on Saturday, it resonated in my spirit. When you walk in the room, the love of God in you, the Holy Ghost in you, Jesus in you, glory to God. The angels encamp around you to do the bidding of God. Hallelujah. And you say what God says, the angels will do what you say. I mean, God, you walk in the room, you command the room. Why do you command the room? Go to 1 Peter. Lord have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. 1 Peter. You can jump in anytime you want to. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, y'all got to understand this stuff. Hallelujah. The love of God, boy, can make you bold as a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read that.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
When you walk into the room, you command the room because you just brought light in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to leave it alone. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Love. That's why we say love makes a way. Love makes a way. Whenever you're faced with a difficult situation, a difficult decision, or backs against the wall, whatever, you say out loud, love makes a way.
Amen.
And God is love.
Yes, he is.
Love makes a way. I don't care what you're facing today.
Hallelujah.
God makes a way. Why? Because love makes a way. Hallelujah. I don't care what's coming against you. Love makes a way because God is love, and love makes a way. God makes a way. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. This is supposed to be a tag team match, but I'm like,
don't you want me reading another scripture? I was going to say another scripture.
You may leave another scripture. A comment or another? What's another scripture then? Or a comment?
Next one was Ephesians 5:25. Hallelujah. When it comes to a husband and wife, or well, really, when it comes to anybody, we shouldn't even listen to when somebody comes to us with gossip about somebody else, or to say something, or, oh, you know, I saw this, or this is, that's what children do. If there's a cliche, a dog will bring a bone here, take a bone.
That's right.
You know, and so therefore, when somebody comes to us to even mention somebody else's name, say, huh, put your hand up, excuse me, I'd rather not entertain that. That's one thing my mother would not. She wouldn't even allow us to mention somebody else's name on the phone. If she heard us talk, mention somebody else's name on the phone, she was going to make sure we weren't gossiping. So, therefore, you don't want to entertain childish stuff. That's stuff children do. Don't allow anybody to use you as a trash can. Don't allow anybody to bring stuff to you. If if they say, this is a situation we need to pray for, then you know what? Then just pray. You know what? God knows the situation. You don't have to talk about it or even elaborate on it and go on and on and on and giving the other person details. Really, you really gossiping. You know, you can talk about that. You can mention a situation in prayer, pray in the spirit. That's love. Because would you want someone to talk about you? Would you want, if you are, if this a husband and wife situation, don't allow anybody bring you no junk and garbage about your mate. That's a mate you love. That's a mate that you don't go home with. That's a mate that you, somebody else mate, they would say, oh, God, how in the world you deal with that? Ain't none of their business. That's the man or the woman that God gave you. Don't allow anybody to put that person down. Don't allow anybody to speak ill will of that person. Don't allow anybody to bring you gossip. No, you believe of all things, because in your heart you're believing that that person is going to come up to what Christ wants that person to be.
Yes, Pastor Pieces, I remember I gave several times, I've mentioned this, people can interrupt someone when they start down that wrong road, trying to put some bad seed in your heart and in your mind and in your life. You say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm. You really don't mean no harm. You mean for the good, because they can talk their way into hell if they keep on keeping on like that. So excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but I don't receive negative reports. I don't want to receive any seed of doubt, distrust, fear, anger, hatred, and bitterness. You say what? I don't mean no harm. See, that's how you can ever, excuse me, I don't mean no harm. I mean, if that's Spanish, say, perdóname, I don't mean no harm. Perdón, I don't mean no harm. You got to stop them.
Amen.
Because they will plant seed in your heart, and then you sleeping and no seed is growing because you don't allow somebody to plant seed you didn't want.
Every time you see that person, what that other person, every time you see the person that you have been talking about, every time you see them, what that other person says will come to your head. It'll come to your mind. And then really that can stop that seed that you had sown and you had planted, you had sown, planted, and you can stop you from standing before God for that person. Because if it's a situation, then that person needs you to go to the Lord for them, to stand in the gap for them, not to talk about them to somebody else.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you said the seed you sow is the crap you grow. You listen to somebody, some junk and garbage from somebody else. Believe you me, somebody else is going to listen to some junk and garbage about you. You don't want that to happen. You don't sow those seeds. And then, you know, and if you put that person and you put a halt, stop that person from bringing you junk and garbage, don't you know you won't have to worry about that person coming and tell you nothing, no garbage anymore. And then if they mention somebody's name and say, you know what, let's just join hands and pray right now for that person. That'll stop them too.
Amen.
Pray for that person right then and there and say, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the situation and just what's mentioned. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch that situation, touch that person, forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you know what? That person going to stop bringing you junk and garbage about anybody.
You know, Pastor Peaches, I think we're going to do one more session of this on Sunday. Because we're gonna share with people how to get along with everybody all the time, dealing with love making the way, leading the way. Love makes the way. Because some people need to be set free because they're on the phone all the time gossiping about this one, that one, the other. But anyway, it's time for us to go, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're praying this for all the couples, the married couples out there, and those who are engaged. We are praying Nicholas.
You know, today is a good day. today is kind of sad, but there's actually a lot of people in the world that don't really know what true love is. Too many of us confuse love with physical attraction, infatuation, lust. Other people think love is conditional. I love you if you love me, or I love you if you're lovely. But love is kind and long-suffering. Love is dedication.
I am dedicated to you. Gonna be with you my whole life. So if you can rely, I'll love you till I die. And when he calls us home, I'll see you on high.
That you love them and that God loves them too every day.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You like that, huh? Oh, life is.